All right. We're here today with Whitey Outlaw and Matt Outlaw. They both fished the American Crappie Trail Tour, and they're both B&M pro anglers. It's a father and son team. How long have y'all been tournament fishing together?
Well, we haven't really tournament fished professionally together. I mean, we fished a lot of kids' tournaments and local tournaments around Santee Cooper and all, where we both of us born and raised. We decided to try that this year coming, and the reason we did that is with ACT, they offering a lot of money. They paying the most money back in the market, you know, bar none. We like the format. We like the off-limit stuff they got. We like the point systems they got. And, you know, in the tournament business, I've been doing it about 35 years, and, you know, I fished about every trail that's ever been out there, and this is offering the best payback, the best money, the best format for what I think that the crappie business should have been years ago, but it's just now getting there. And with that being said, you know, my opinion of what it should be is a lot different than a lot of other guys. But to answer your question, you know, this is going to be our first year. I think it'll be good. Father and son, you know, and I've always wanted to fish with him because I've taught him what he knows, you know, most of it. He's learned a lot on his own. And he's fished with other guys, and he's done very well. And he's beat me a good many tournaments, you know, in the last 2 years on the trail. And I think we'll be all right. I think it'll be a good combination. And, you know, it's something that I can look back later and say, hey, it was fun. I wanted to do it.
Well, that's one of the things I like about crappie fishing that makes it different than bass fishing. You see a lot of husbands and wives and fathers and sons that make that step into professional fishing together.
That's true. And you know, another thing I like about this trail is it's all one. When I say it's all one, we don't have no adult youth. We don't have no male, female. When you put your money on the line, you fish. Now, if you decide to fish with a child or your wife, that's your business. But you're going to be fishing against some guys out here that's going after your money. They're going to get all they can get, and that's the competition. The competition is what we're after. I don't have to prove nothing to no one else without I can catch one or not catch one. That don't mean nothing. The competition, promoting our sponsors along the way, building relationships with sponsors, friendships with people, that is what it's all about.
Anything you want to add to that? I mean, fishing with your dad. Your dad's mildly famous.
Yeah, it's a
or big, infamous.
It's big shoes to fill, but it'll be a lot easier. I've competed against him ever since I've been fishing tournaments since 2009, and it'll be a lot easier not having to take and hold information back from each other. And
I'd like to ride in your truck on the way home when you beat your daddy.
No, you
wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
It's very silent.
I did notice one thing. Y'all fished together today, and every rod in your boat is a B&M pole. Every single one. You got a wad of them.
If you come to our house and you dig through the sheds and the barns and the junk piles that we got around there, that's all you're going to find because it's been 35 years with B&M.
Why?
Best on the market. Best on the market.
Now, there's 6-7 other rod companies out there right now.
But you're right, they are. And you know, I'm not saying, sitting here saying that none of them's no good. I'm not saying that.
Right, but I want to know why you pick B&M over them.
Well, I ain't going to say I pick B&M. Maybe B&M picked me. I don't know how you would say that because B&M stepped up to the market many, many years ago, Mr. Buck Simmons did, by sponsoring, putting his 2 cents into the crappie tournaments, Crappiethon years ago. He was there from the start. And I feel like that he helped build the crappie business, and the crappie business helped also build B&M, because without the crappie business, B&M wouldn't be no need to be here. But with all that being said and done, Buck retired out, Jack Wells, his son-in-law, took it over, and Jack has took it to such a level by picking the best pro staffers in the country. B&M's got the best pro staffers, the best fishermen in the United States on their pro staff. They've helped develop rods. They've given information. They've given seminars. There's no way of sitting here tonight saying what B&M has done for the crappy business and what the crappy business has done for B&M. There's no way to put a number on that. But to answer the question, why? They got 75 to 76 years of experience in the pan fishing business. Nobody else compares to that. All the new companies out there's got good products and new poles coming. They can't match that history. The history's there. Wherever the fishing takes you, they done been.
And you've been on their pro staff a while. A
good while.
And you're telling me that they actually listen to you guys?
They do.
When it comes to rod design and
and
changes?
You know, sometimes you got to drive it home a little bit with these guys to get things to be developed to what you think they should be. And most of the time it takes more than one guy to move to the market in certain directions. But
it's a big market.
It is a big market. It's a big market in one way, but yet it's a small business.
Right.
They do listen. They want our input. They want your input as a rider, what you hear and see out on the market. They want the regular fisherman to call in and say, hey, can you do this? Can this happen? Is there anything like this? They want information from anybody that's in the business. You know, it ain't just the pro staff. So, you know, if John Doe called in and had an idea, they listen to it. They do not have a deaf ear to it. No.
That's good. Well, I want to wrap this up with one final question. We talked about the ACT, we talked about B&M, and everything seemed to be all good. What don't you like about the ACT?
What I don't like about it?
You know, is there something you don't like, needs to be improved?
Well, everything could be improved. I don't care what it is. I mean, you know, from under the spectrum of heaven, anything could be improved. The point systems could be tweaked a little bit. The points, I think it could be tweaked, and I think Matt's looking into that for next year. So I look for that to be really where it needs to be next year, because this is our first year out. And with it being said, with the first year out, he had a 50-plus to a 60-boat tournament, every tournament. He paid back over 50 grand at every tournament. The Classic, he paid back for a 100-boat field. What more could a fisherman want? Why fish anything else when you fish against 80 teams to win $5,000 when you can fish against 28 to 108 and win $25,000? Do I have any gripes? I guess I don't. I really don't, because we've waited 30 years to get what we got now. And I want to thank Matt Morgan and his team for putting it there for the fishermen. And it ain't for him. It's for the fishermen. He done quit fishing. It's for the fishermen. The only regret that I have is it come 25 years too late for me. But these young kids that's coming, it'll be good for them.
All right. Anything you want to add to that, Matt? You got a different perspective on things, being a young man. Is there anything you don't like?
Only thing I don't like, and it's not really something I don't like about ACT, only negative thing is we just didn't have the participation this year that I thought we would have. And that's coming, and it's the first year, I understand that, but I think that's going to – I think we'll see that improve next season.
You think you'll experience a little growth?
Oh, I'm positive you'll see a lot of growth.
I hear a lot of talk in the industry about it, so I guess we're going to find out in March. Will I see you boys in Neely Henry in March?
Yes, sir. We'll be there.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time, fellas.
Thank you.